Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis Mishmehe. Chater Gdoyla Haisa B'Yerushalayim. There was a big courtyard in Yerushalayim. U'Beis Yazek Haisa Nikreis. It was called Beis Yazek. U'Lisham Kol Edom Iskansen. All the Edom that came to the Meir on the Chiddush HaLavana gathered into that courtyard. U'Beis Din Baikin Oysam Sham. Beis Din examined the Edom in that courtyard. U'Sudois Gdoyla Is Oysam Lahem B'Shvil Sheyehu Regivim Lava. Beis Din made big su'udos for the Edom in that courtyard in order to encourage the Edom to come and be made. Originally, when the Edom came to be made on Shabbat and came from outside the Tchum, they were not allowed to walk out of the Chatzah the whole day. As the din is, somebody who walks out of the Tchum on Shabbat is only allowed to walk 4 amas in each direction. And a walled-in area like this Chatzah, the whole chaser has a din of Dalet Amos, so therefore they cannot move out of the chaser all of Shabbat. Hitzkin Rabbi Gamliel, Sheyehu Mahalchin Apayim Amos L'chol Ruach. Rabbi Gamliel was metakein to allow these Edom that came for his bar mitzvah out of the tchum to walk 2,000 Amos in each direction. V'lo Elu Bovat. Not only the Edom have this din, Ela Acha Chachama Habali Yaleh, also a midwife that came from out of the tchum to help deliver a baby. Also somebody who came to save people from a fire or from enemy troops or from a flooded river or from collapsed buildings. Hari Elu Ka'acheir V'yesh Lahem Apayim Ama L'chol Ruach. They had the same din of the people who live in the city, and they are allowed to walk 2,000 amos in each direction outside of the city, just like the people who live in the city, since they came out of the tchum for a dvar mitzvah. Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis Mishnah Vav. Ketzad Boitkin at the Edom. How were the Edom that came to be made on the Kiddush HaLavana examined? Zug Sheba Rishon. The pair that comes first to be made, Boitkin Oysa Rishon, they are the first to be examined by the Beis Din. Umachnitzin is a gadol shebehem. The Beis Din calls in the greater of the two Edom, v'omrim lo. They say to him, Emor, tell us, Ketzad Re'ita et Alavana. How did you see the moon? Lifnei Achama o La'achar Achama. Were the points of the moon pointing towards the sun, or were they facing away from the sun? Litzfona o Lidroma. Was the moon to the north of the sun, or to the south of the sun? Kama haya gavoa. How high above the horizon was the moon? Ula ayin haya nota. And in which direction were the points of the moon facing? The kama haya rachav. How wide was the beam of light coming from the moon? Im amar lifnei achama lo amar klum. If the Edom answered the first question, that the points of the moon were facing the sun, then Beis Din knew that the Edom weighed a sheker, and the point of the moon never faced the sun. But who I did, Magabi, the other question that Beis Din asked the Edom, that Beis Din knew exactly how the Edom was supposed to answer, they knew how the moon was situated in that time of the year. And if the way the Edom answered did not correspond with the cheshbon that Beis Din had, then they knew that they were 80 shekels. V'achar kach hayu machnisin et hasheni. After the question, the first of the two Edom, they brought in the second aid. Ubokinosu. They examined also the second aid. Em ninsu divrehem michuvanim. If the answers of the two aidim corresponded, edusim kayemet, their aidus was kayem, and Beis Din was makadet the chodesh then on that day. Ushar kazugos. And after Beis Din accepted the first aidus, the rest of the peers, shoalim oisam, rush edvarim, the Beis Din asked them just some of the main questions. Lo shahayu tzrichin lahem. Not that Beis Din needed any more Edom once they accepted one pair already. Ela kidei shelo yetzu b'pachei nefesh. The only reason they questioned them at all, they shouldn't go away disappointed. B'shvil shehu regilin lavo, in order to encourage them at different months to come and be made.